Really good to be with you. We've just got back up the road after a busy week. We're sorry to miss you this morning, but it's good to gather together. Pete and Moira are away visiting family. Yeah. Mum's away at an SU camp, catering. We're going to do something a little bit different this evening. Heather and I have spent the week at Magnitude. And I've come back with a real enthusiasm and fervor in prayer, and particularly just to pray for people that are not yet believers, that are unreached, that God hasn't called into his family yet. So we're going to be looking at John 1, that famous, well-known passage of the Word and the Word becoming flesh, and talking about light and darkness. So I'll reflect on that briefly, and then I thought we could take some time together to share people in our lives that are not yet reached, whether that's a close family member or someone you've just bumped into in the community. We'll take it in turns sharing about someone and hopefully praying for all of these people. So whilst we're singing, whilst we're reflecting on John chapter 1, just pray yourself that God would draw someone to your mind to pray for, that you can be praying for together. Is that okay? Excellent. We're going to start off by singing Psalm 103 in the Sing Songs. Praise God, my soul, with all my heart. Let me exalt his holy name. Forget not all his benefits. His praise, my soul, in song proclaim. Let's stand and sing this together.
Praise God, my soul, with all my heart. Let me exalt his holy name.
As far as east is from the west.
I'm going to use it as the basis for our prayer. So pray with me as we speak to God and worship him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you this evening. We praise you with all of our heart. We want to lift your name on high, God, for you are good. You are glorious. You are holy. We want to praise you, the God who forgives our sins, the God who heals our sicknesses, the God who relieves our distress, the God who has rescued our lives from the grave, who has crowned us in your tenderness, God. We praise you this evening, God. We praise you that you offer to us satisfaction. You offer to us satisfaction for all of our desires. You offer us unending stores of good. Boundless, limitless is the goodness that can be known at your right hand. We thank you for revealing that to us, for making that known to us. Thank you that we can rely on you for everything that we need, that when we are weak, you are strong. When we are failing, you are able to succeed. Lord, you are known for your righteousness. You are always right. You are known for your justice, for your love of those who are downtrodden, for those who are without a voice. You are the champion of the weak and the lowly. We rejoice that you are merciful and kind, that you are slow to anger, that you do not punish our misdeeds, Lord. Though our sins are great, your love is greater, as high as heaven. Your love for us we cannot fathom, Lord. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you taken away all of our trespasses. All of the guilt that laid on us, you have taken it away. Just as a father loves his child, so you love those who fear your name. You know us, Lord. You know us deeply. You know our weaknesses, where we fail. Our lives are short, here one day and gone the next. Our lives are temporary, but your love is everlasting. Your covenant is a one that will remain forever. We rejoice at the hope and life that we know at your right hand. As your Son, rose from the dead, if we are in him, we will taste and know that same life. We will know that same resurrection. Our sins are put to death with him on the cross, and the life that he was raised to, we are raised with him. You rule over everything, God. Your throne is in heaven. We want to praise you. We join in with the angels that praise you. Praise you for your works throughout your realm. We give you glory, Lord, for the work that you are doing here in us and through us. And we ask that you would bless us. As we meet this evening, Lord, that you would be with us, that you would speak to us, that you would be here by your Holy Spirit, and that you would help us to turn our hearts in praise to you, and that as we go out from this place, that we will be going with you. And as we live alongside people in this community, that they would taste and see you and see your goodness, Lord. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing from Sing Psalms 16. Which is on page. Second half of it. Page 17. We'll sing from verse 7 down to 11. That last verse, you have made known to me the path of life divine. Bliss shall I know at your right hand. Joy from your face will shine. Let's praise the Lord together.
I'll praise the Lord, my God, whose counsel guides my choice.
Open up your Bibles to John chapter 1. It's on page 1063, if you have the Pew Bible. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural decision, nor human descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Amen. Like I was saying, I've been really excited and optimistic since coming back from Magnitude. It's a Christian festival that we were at with the young people. Just a really great time of encouragement and praising God. But through so many of the stories and examples that were shared from people doing amazing work throughout the UK and throughout the world, all of their amazing stories of what God was doing started off with a prayer, started off often with a bold and ambitious prayer that God then went on to answer. And since then, I've just been praying fervently. I've been so excited, so hopeful of what God can and wants to do in this place, through our lives, through our ordinary lives, in our, I'm not sure everyone would call the community of Glen Elgin and Vrina ordinary, but through our everyday community, we want to share Jesus with those around us. Will that excitement and enthusiasm last forever? No, there will become a time, I'm sure. My life so far is an example of that, that there'll be a time that I'm really enthusiastic, and there will be a time where it comes to knowing what is right and just having discipline to keep on going, to keep on praying. But I think as much as we can, we should be excited and optimistic. We have lots to be excited and optimistic about as we look to share Jesus. Who is this Jesus we're sharing? John obviously personifies Jesus as the Word. Verse 2 and 3 of John chapter 1, John says, He was with God in the beginning. Through him, through Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus is all-powerful. Jesus is eternal. I'm still dwelling on Daniel Chin's words to us when we were over at the joint service preaching on the Great Commission. Jesus saying that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That is the Jesus that we share. That is the Jesus that has promised to go with us as we take his words out to those around us. Jesus is all powerful. All authority has been given to him. And the difference that that should make in our sharing is that we should be fearless. Because there's no place that we can go that is outside the authority of Jesus. We go in the power of Jesus. He will give us what we need. He will provide for us as we go to the places that he has called us to go. I was speaking to colleagues at work this week about Christian things. And whenever I'm trying to explain something or they're answering a question that they have, I tend to get quite wound up and nervous and start stumbling, that's a good example of it, over my words. And get mixed up in what I'm saying. But I shouldn't be nervous. These are the people that God has called me to. I'm sharing Jesus with these people. And Jesus is all powerful. He has all authority on heaven and on earth. And it is his work we're doing. His eternal story to seek and save the lost that we are joining him in, building his kingdom. That we are joining him in. And it's a joy. It's such a joy to see people on that cusp of coming from death to life. Jesus is light and life. Verses 4 and 5. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness. But the darkness has not understood it. This world is a dark place. There are wars, there are discord, there's oppression, abuse. Close to home in our culture, we've seen just over the past few months in our parliaments the value of human life decreasing. Human life is precious when it's convenient and comfortable for us, but not otherwise. We see when I have conversations with people, so many of the people I speak to have such a low value of themselves. They do not realize how precious they are in the eyes of God. They do not realize the value that their life has. Depression is rife in our society. Anxiety is rife. We see people resorting to harming themselves, to controlling what they're eating, and just so many ways that the world around us is dark. We see our young people really struggling in society because there's no such thing as truth anymore. There's no such thing as right or wrong. It's about my truth. We're moving away from that right and wrong. We're moving to a shifting sands, and it's shaking their whole worldview. A dark place for them to be in. Values are based on individual preferences in that moment, but that what was right and wrong today might be different tomorrow. And we see the breakdown in family units. We see people with low self-value. We see people with lack of belonging. We see people just consumed with the consumerism and materialism, people thirsting after the new latest thing, and then often getting themselves into debt, crippling debt, because they're so focused on having certain possessions and things that are going to satisfy them. of course, we know these things are not where satisfaction is found. Addictions, people resorting to different things to get them that happiness, that entertainment, that satisfaction they're longing for. This is a dark world, a world of darkness. And Jesus weeps at the darkness of this world. When Lazarus had died, Jesus wept. He was sad. He had depths of sadness for the situation, not because there wasn't any hope, but because this isn't how things are supposed to be. This world is a dark world, but not a world without hope. Verse 4 and 5 again. In him was life. That life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Or in other translations, the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness will not overcome the light. Our hope is that Jesus will bring light, and the darkness cannot overcome the light that is coming. Jesus has the power to save, the power to transform. And we're not talking about a slight change, a slight improvement, a different perspective, or an encouraging word, or we're thinking about kindness this morning at the church we're at in Dundee. If you can be anything, be kind, was on a lot of signs. We're not talking about these gentle encouragements that might make a small difference. The change that comes with Jesus is from death to life. Total transformation, new creations. Jesus talks to Nicodemus in terms of us being born again. This is the kind of transformation that Jesus brings. From death and darkness to light and life. Verses 9 and 10. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, Jesus was in the world, and through the world was, though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Jesus, the all-powerful one, the one who created the heavens and the earth, came to us on a rescue mission, but we didn't recognize him. We didn't see him for who he was. But verses 11 to 13, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. To those who believed, he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe, he offers new life, hope, a future, purpose, an inheritance that is second to no other. For our dark world, we have light to offer. Jesus offers us the inheritance that he has in him. Verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus has come and reached out to us, the lost, and made his dwelling amongst us, come alongside of us, so that we can know the love of the Father, so that we can share in his inheritance. One of the illustrations that the speakers used at Magnitude, I think it's from Corrie ten Boom originally, he asked us to imagine that your life is your thumb, and your sin and the darkness that you have. One of the phrases that's talked about, someone who's a Christian in a lot of the New Testament letters, someone who's a Christian is referred to as someone who is in Christ. Someone who is in Christ. So our life, all our sin and shame, is wrapped around Christ. We are in Christ. So that then when the Heavenly Father, when our Heavenly Father looks at us, he doesn't see the sin and shame that we had. Because we are in Christ, we have the same love that our Heavenly Father has for Jesus. That is now ours because we are in Christ. Total transformation from being separated from God, from being in darkness without hope, without a future, without life. When we are in Christ, we have the love and relationship that the Heavenly Father, that God the Father has with God the Son. That love that has existed for all time, since forever, is now ours if we are in Christ. What a hope, what a message that we can offer to those around us. And this is what I want us to get excited about. I want us to be praying big prayers, to be praying bold prayers. We see in Acts quite often that's one of the prayers of the early church, as they pray for boldness, that we would pray big and bold prayers. God's work should start with us giving ourselves over to him, thus praying for him to move in us. A verse from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, that we had on the bulletins for a long time, I think it was, says, "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." Stand in awe. Read your Bible and see what God has done. Read stories of missionaries, of Christians that have lived and seen God move, Christians that have been faithful to God and done great things. Read about what God has done. Get excited about what God can do and pray that he would move, that he would be at work through us. Take that excitement, that enthusiasm, and be fervent in prayer, knocking on heaven's door. When Jesus is trying to explain to the disciples how they should pray, he compares it to someone who bangs at the door again and again and again, who won't give up. We should be fervent in prayer that God would move, that he would show people that hope, that they can know the love and purpose and life of knowing the Heavenly Father, if they only come in Christ, the free gift. It's such a good offer. That's such an understatement to say something like that. It's the best offer. It's the best hope and life that any of us could ever know, and we're so grateful to know it. Think of the work that God has done in your own life, where he has taken you from and to, and get excited that God could do that for those who you live alongside, for those who don't know him yet. Get excited, get praying, and get sharing Jesus. Be bold in sharing Jesus with those around you. But first, we need to pray. So we're going to do that very practically. We're going to sing first, and then I'll finish the recording of the service. And then we'll take it in turns just to share about someone in our lives and take these people to the throne room of heaven, to the ear of our Heavenly Father, and then we'll see what he does. We're going to sing from Mission Praise, number 445. Oh no, sorry. Ignore me. We're singing Sing Psalms. Keeping you on your toes. Sing Psalms 40. Thinking of the transformation and hope that God can offer to people. This psalm came to mind, of waiting on the Lord and then him raising us from the slimy pit and from the mire
He pulled me free. He set my feet on solid rock, a place to stand both firm and broad, and put a new song in my mouth, a joyful hymn to praise God. God can take us from death to life. God has taken us from death to life, and he can do that same thing for those around us. So we'll sing verses 1 down to 8 of Sing Psalms 40 together.
I live.